وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ.
And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're trying to bring you a very unique silsila, a very unique program. And the topic that we've chosen and even the name that has been given to this topic, mashallah, we try to keep a unique one, something different to Madani channel English, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And we're trying to discuss about the existence of jinns. Who are the jinns? What are ghosts? What are chadails in our zaban? You know, so all these kind of things, we need to know who they are. And as Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our aqeedah is that yes, we do believe in the jinnas because they are mentioned in the Quran. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, our guest, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Shabazz Bhai from the UK, mashallah Azza wa Jal, you'll be seeing Shabazz Bhai a few times on Madani channel, mashallah Azza wa Jal, he's given us some time from his busy schedule. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have Ali Asghar Bhai, mashallah Azza wa Jal, from Tawizat-e Attariya. So we're going to all work together and try to bring you a beautiful silsila, packed with a lot of surprises as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Because the main thing is that we need to learn about this very important topic. Maybe, you know, you've got some questions in your mind. If you have, then seriously, I love, mashallah Azza wa Jal, if you can send us your questions that we can try to get some information on that as well. So, inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to be discussing about who the jinns are. What are jinns? That's a question sometimes people have in their mind. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to start off with Shabazz Bhai. Shabazz Bhai, as Muslims, we need to believe in the jinns. It's mentioned in the Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, as you mentioned, being Muslims. Firstly, as being Muslims, we have the Shahada. We believe that there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And that the greatest of mankind, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala ahli wa sallam, is the last and final messenger. Now the beloved, blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam had brought down to us the Quran. He was given the Holy Quran.
MashaAllah.
So our deen is taken from the Quran itself, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala ahli wa sallam. And the entire Quran, throughout the whole Quran, throughout the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout the seerah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout the ahadith, we always come across the mentioning of the jinns. Now, this is something which, you know, many people will be, you know, really like intrigued.
Gee.
You know, what are jinns? We've always been hearing about jinns. We hear so many stories. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal will begin firstly in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran that the jinns themselves, we have created them from before, from the fire of Samum. Now there's a lot of questions, you know, what does it mean by before? It has been stated similarly in the Holy Quran that we have not created the humans and the jinns except for them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this it is evident that yes, just as we have a creation known as angels, Alhamdulillah, we believe in angels.
Yes.
Just as there is a creation which we call insan, which we call humans, and Alhamdulillah, we are from amongst the humans. Similarly, there is a third, you could say, creation. There are many, but a third creation known as the jinn.
Subhanallah.
Now, the jinn, what does jinn mean? Inshallah, we'll come to that. But firstly, what we must understand is, initially, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his nur was created first. So from the entire creation, the nur of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was created first. And the angels are created from nur.
MashaAllah.
The angels are created from light. And it has been stated in the ahadith that the angels were created on a Wednesday.
MashaAllah.
On a Wednesday, the angels were created. Many years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of a Thursday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinns. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that wa khalaqnahu, and we have created the jinns, and from smokeless fire. From smokeless fire is what the jinns were created from.
Allahu Akbar.
And the difference between angels, jinns and humans is that yes, the angels were created from nur, the jinns were created from smokeless fire. And the humans, they were created from clay or soil, etc.
Subhanallah.
Now, but the difference is that angels, they do not have any leniency or any option in all of their actions. Meaning, whatever they do, they are limited in terms of having an option. They just do whatever they are ordered to do, whatever they were created to do. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform many particular different tasks.
Ji.
This is what the angels were created for. But the angels do not have that, you could say, that option, that leniency to perform as they wish. Whereas on the other hand, we have the humans and we have the jinns. Now the humans, we could do as we like. Yes, we have been ordered in the Quran to act upon the Quran and the Sunnah. But if we were not to, we have that free will.
Yes.
Free will is as it's called. We have that, we possess that free will where we could do good deeds. Or similarly, we could perform haram actions, we could perform impermissible acts. So here the angels do not possess this attribute, whereas the jinns and the humans do. Now, coming to what the word jinn means.
Now, just want to clarify that. So that is why the ulama, they say that it is only the jinns and the humans that will be held accountable
yes.
for their actions on the Day of Judgment.
Yes, okay. Yes. The jinns and the humans, my dear Islamic brothers and fears, whatever we do through our lives, it doesn't mean we are exempted
Ji.
From not acting upon the Quran and Sunnah. No, we have been given this free will, and that's why there's also something called reward and punishment for those people that, inshallah, who live their life or die upon the state of Iman. Those people, inshallah, shall be granted Jannah, whereas those who perform sins shall also be punished if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant them Iman or forgive them.
Ji.
Now, coming to, we mentioned the word jinn. What does jinn mean?
Ji, what does it mean?
Now, the word jinn, it comes from, you know, ajannahu or jinna alayhi. When, for example, you have the al-layl, the night. When the night conceals, what does it do? It covers the day. So now the day itself has become covered, is become concealed. So for this reason, the jinn have also been given or called jinn. Why? Because the jinn are hidden. SubhanAllah, as we've called our program, the hidden world, the hidden realm.
Jinn.
It is a world which is amongst us. They live amongst us,
jinn.
But they are hidden. You understand? So the jinn, this is what jinn comes from. And why? Because it's mentioned that the first jinn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created was somebody by the name of Samum. And when he was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Adam alayhi salam was the first human created, and then as soon as Adam alayhi salam, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke to him and then asked the angels, and we'll also come to this inshallah. But the first individual created from amongst the jinn was somebody by the name of Samum. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Samum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked him that, you know, whatever you wish for, you may ask. You may ask for whatever you wish.
Ji.
And it is said that he asked for three things. He asked for three particular things. The first, he said, allow us to never be seen, yet we could see.
Allahu Akbar.
That make us, meaning the jinn, my kind, the jinn kind, make us from amongst those that cannot be seen, but yet we could see everyone. And it is this reason, this sole reason, as to why the jinns, we cannot see them.
Yeah.
Yes, we believe in them and we must believe in them, but we cannot see the jinns.
Sorry.
But yet the jinns can see us.
Mm.
We cannot see the jinns, but the jinns can see us. There's another thing, subhanAllah, this is beautiful. There's another thing, he says that, allow our bodies to disappear from the earth. Meaning, when the jinns die, then when they are buried, their bodies will disappear. They won't remain apparent. This is the second thing.
Just like we normally have graves.
Like humans,
they won't have that.
And they're also buried. But the bodies will disappear.
Right, okay.
And there's a third thing. This thing is, subhanAllah, that's quite beautiful. He says that when an elderly, you see, the jinns, they live well, depending on their lives, some obviously live a short span, just like humans, it's different spans of life. Some humans die as children, some as elders. So the jinns also die as, you know, as young, or they die as elders. And sometimes jinns, could their lifespan can go up to possibly thousands of years.
Allah,
this is how old they can last.
Allah.
Now, the jinn kind, the third thing he asked for, he requested, the first was for them not to be seen or to see others, for their bodies to disappear. The third thing he asked for is, he says that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever our elderly shall die, make them die in their youth.
Allah.
That the elderly, when they die, make them die in their youth, meaning the jinns, they shall live to be old, if they do live to be old, but then before they die, they'll turn young again.
Oh,
yeah. Subhanallah. But you again, you get that peak of youth, that beauty of youth, you get back. So well, they become elderly, but before they die, they become young again.
Subhanallah. We've learnt some of the things, how the jinns were created, who the jinns are. And mashallah, them 3 points, first time seriously I've heard these things, mashallah. Mm-hmm. So you can see that even in our first episode, how much we're learning about the jinn kind. Mashallah, Azawajal, Ali Bhai, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Ali Asghar Bhai is with us as well. Ali Asghar Bhai, jinnat, does he have any children as well?
Inke haan bhi aulaad ka silsila hota hai, jis tarah insano ke haan hota hai, uska ratio bahut zyada hai. انسان کے ہاں ایک بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے تو جنات کے ہاں 9 بچے پیدا ہوتے ہیں.
اللہ اکبر.
جنات کے ہاں 9 بچے.
9 children in a jinn.
جی. Okay. So what is the ratio of جنات؟ تو یہ جیسے انسان کے ہاں 10 بچے پیدا ہوئے، ان کے ہاں 90 بچے ہو گئے. اور اس کے بارے میں یہ بھی ایک روایت میں آتا ہے، کسی بزرگ کا قول ہے، اگر یہ جنات نظر آنا شروع ہو جائے نا، تو زمین و آسمان جنات سے بھری نظر آئے اور سورج چاند سب چھپ جائیں.
اللہ اکبر. So that is the total amount of the jinns in this world, that the whole world will be covered, you know. And then Shabazz Bey mentioned that we can't see the jinns, so that's why we can't see the whole world covered. And you know, the jinnat, Allah Ta'ala obviously has given them many different powers as well.
Yes, you see, there's actually a background story to it. Let's start from the beginning. Subhanallah.
Okay.
Is, I don't know when the first of the jinns, you see, first there's a few terms we'll go through. There's one which is jinn. We've explained what jinn is. And then there's one which is jann, the word jann. About the word jann, he said that, you know, the way we have Adami in Urdu, etc., we have the word Adami. And that refers to a person who is, you know, from Adam. And a person from Adam. Similarly, we have the word in Arabic for jinn, we have the word jann. That means like a jinn kind. We have the word jann. Along with the word jann, we have the word shaitan. Shaitan. Now, there's a word jinn, which means an individual jinn, which refers to one singular jinn. And then we have its plural form, meaning more than one. For example, you have the word car in English. Mm-hmm. And then its plural is the word cars.
Okay.
You know, to denote upon many cars. Similarly, in Arabic, we have the word jinn, which is a singular form.
Mm-hmm.
And its plural form is jinnat.
Jinnat.
This is what we, you know, so some of the views might be, you know, sometimes they're saying jinn, sometimes they're saying jinnat. You know, what's the difference? They're the same thing, it's just the difference is single and plural.
Jinn.
Now, another term we have is shaitan. We have another term known as shaitan. Now, shaitan, the ulama, the scholars, they state that shaitan is of two things. That individual who is a bar jinn, his class as a shaitan, or that individual who is from the children of Iblis, from the, you know, initial what we call shaitan himself.
Mm.
You know, Iblis himself, he's from his children, they call him shaitan also. So what would initially happen is, before the creation, you see there's a difference of approximately 7,000 years between when the jinns were created and when the humans were created.
Allah.
The, as we mentioned, the angels were initially created on Wednesday, the jinns on a Thursday, and alhamdulillah, the humans, as Adam alayhi salam, was created on a Friday. And this is why Friday is known as the Eid, right? Because the Adam alayhi salam was created and he also passed away on that day. Now, before the initial creation of the humans, the entire earth, you could say, was populated with the jinn kind. You know, just the way we're living now, subhanallah, there used to be thousands of years ago, there used to be jinns living everywhere upon the earth, but there were no humans at this time. There were no humans.
Like Ali Bhai mentioned, there's 9 times more jinns, so they were the head start than us, isn't it?
Yeah, and there has been this was in fact, I think, one of the du'as one of the wishes of the shaitan Iblis himself, where he had asked for an excessive amount of jinn kind in comparison to the humans.
Right.
So this was his wish granted. Mm-hmm. And it has been stated that the entire number, the entire population was split into 10. Into 10 divisions, into 10, you could say a fraction. And that 1/10 was granted to the humans and 9 was granted to the jinns. So this is why we have so many more jinns in comparison to the humans.
Right.
So what would happen is, because there's so many more jinns and there were no humans living here at that time, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first created the jinns, then the jinns were initially very good. Initially the jinns were very good. But then what happened was, gradually, and as time went by, the first illnesses of the heart, this is where all, you could say, sins start from, from the diseases of the heart. For example, people begin to get jealous of others. And out of jealousy, out of hatred, enmity, animosity, they begin to perform sins. So this is exactly what happened with the jinns also. Where the jinns themselves, they also began to slowly and gradually start to commit and perform sins. Now, when it came to a time where there was a king by the name of Yusuf. From amongst the jinns, there was a king by the name of Yusuf. And this was a good person. And the jinns had gathered and they had actually murdered and killed this King Yusuf of theirs.
Allah.
And when they did this, because this was something, a huge, you could say, disrespect and even disloyalty. And it was also, it was no doubt considered a sin even amongst the jinns. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent, you see, there was one person by the name of Iblis. You know, we've all heard Iblis, the main shaitan that we know of. Iblis wouldn't live upon the earth. He used to live in the heavens. So much so that he was a teacher of the angels. And even with amongst the heavens, he had his own army. And he would live in the second heaven initially. What happened was, when this blasphemy occurred in the on the earth, and when they had killed their King Yusuf, then an army, there's actually a battle, a war, even from amongst the angels and the jinns during that time. So they came from the second. You see, there's also levels within the, you know, the Asma, the Samawat, known as the heavens. There's also a level in the lower heaven. This is in terms of angels. It's not the jinns that used to live in the heavens, other than Iblis. It's not the jinns, but rather the angels that live in the heavens. And within the heavens, there was the... There are the, in the lowest of heavens, there are the lower ranked angels. And they also, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their level of praising and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not match the level the second heavens, the angels there do.
Yeah.
And gradually, you know, as you could say, as it goes higher, that level increases. So Iblis was on the second level alongside with the rest of the angels. And it was this second level of angels that had actually descended to the world, and they began to fight these jinns. Why? Because they had caused a major blasphemy, so they needed to be punished. So, and during them days, this is what would happen, that punishment would occur immediately. Even in the previous ummah, subhanAllah, this is one of the miracles, one of the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that his ummah, when they're to perform sins, they're not immediately punished. They're given that chance to repent. So this is also a, you know, you could say
it's a blessing chance, because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So then the shaitan, he had come down to the earth, and he began, along with the angels, he came, and there was a major battle going on between the jinns of the, you know, the, well, at that time he wasn't considered really shaitan, was it? You know, because he was a pious person, a very pious and noble person, even the teacher of the angels. So he would fight the jinns who had caused this blasphemy or this sin, you know, all of the jinns of the earth, because they became bad, they became really bad. So he would fight them, and such, you know, what happened was, you know, subhanAllah, the Iblis himself at that time, who was a good person, I have to keep reiterating this, he was actually successful, and he was dominant over these bad angels.
Right.
So what happened was, obviously many of them were killed, but due to the extremely large number, what had happened was, the Iblis himself became successful, he had destroyed them, And not each and every one of them was killed due to the large number. Yes. So what would happen is they no longer remained on the, you know, the apparent parts of the earth, yes, but they were sent towards the jungles, they were sent towards the, you know, the oceans, the caves, etc. And this is the reason why the most of the jinns, or most of the most powerful jinns, are discovered in the sea, they're in the oceans, they live in the oceans, or they live in the jungles, etc.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, Azawajal, I hope you're enjoying it. Seriously, I'm listening and I'm really enjoying this, you know, because it's something that we really don't talk about, isn't it? You know, but alhamdulillah, Azawajal. You were talking about Iblis coming to this world and the shaitans having the jinns having a good battle amongst themselves, trying to get rid of all the bad shayateen.
So, this is exactly what happened, and, you know, the bad jinns during that time was actually the ones living on the earth.
Yeah.
And as they were pushed towards the ocean, etc. And this is the reason, as we mentioned, we find them in the jungles and oceans and the caves, etc. Now, then, when Iblis himself, he came to the earth. And remember, there's one thing, Iblis, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
There's another person I mentioned as the father of all the jinns, Samum. There's actually a difference of opinion. You know, is Samum actually the father of all jinns? Is Iblis, you know, Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti, rahimahullah, Imam Badruddin. These scholars say that Samum was, in fact, the first jinn to be created. Iblis was from his family, and Iblis later, due to his excessive worship, etc., he became the leader. So he's known as the leader of all the jinns.
You know, even if you look at it nowadays, sometimes the leader is known as the father, isn't
he?
You know.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Brilliant point there. Now, when Iblis had come down to the earth, and Allahu Akbar, this is just something about this earth. You know, what happened was, obviously he didn't live in a paradise itself. He never experienced paradise itself. This we must understand. But what we mean by heavens is the skies.
Ji.
By heavens, when we say the word heavens, you know, there's something known as paradise. There's something known as heavens.
Mm-hmm.
In the Holy Quran is Samawat.
Ji.
Which means the, you know, the distant skies, you can say.
Chiga.
This is what we refer to by the heavens.
Okay.
But when you go to that level after the, you know, the Sidratul Muntaha, where we have Jannah along with it, with the Sidratul Muntaha, that itself is paradise.
Chiga.
And then above that we have the throne, etc. So there's a difference between paradise, this is just another side point, between paradise and Samawat, which is the heavens itself.
Chiga.
So Iblis would live in the heavens,
okay,
meaning the sky is the second level, which is, you know, very far out. There's also the seven skies which we have of the earth. It's not that it's, you know,
beyond that.
Yeah, beyond the, you can say possibly the galaxies or so. So he came from there, but when he came to the earth after the battle and he was successful in his battle, then he enjoyed living here. Because he stayed here for some time, no doubt battles, it lasted a very long time, you know, days or possibly even months. And this was possibly the greatest battle in the whole of history. In terms of number, it was possibly the greatest battle in the entire history. A battle amongst, you know, all of the jinns.
Mm.
This is not just, you know, some tribe or, you know, or a one nation from amongst the jinns.
It's the jinns of the whole world getting together.
Yeah, it's the whole, like, international, you know, we have like world war. This was really a world war.
World War Zero.
Allahu Akbar. So, and when he did come here, he enjoyed living here. He found that, you know, that comfort on this earth, so then him and his people began to also live on this earth. And this is how Iblis came to this earth.
And is that why with the scholars they say that the shaitan, or Iblis, when he came to this world, he also did ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Yes.
You know, and it says that there's not a part of the world that the shaitan has not done sajda.
Yeah, you see, we keep using the word shaitan here. So people are thinking, what? You know, that's like you know, juxtaposition again, two opposites coming together, shaitan and ibadat. But these are brothers and viewers of Madhya Channel. What we must understand is the shaitan, whose name is Iblis, initially he was a very pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. So when he did come to the earth, it said that every single point of the earth that he had worshipped, he had worshipped on every single part of the earth. And then we come to the story which, you know, maybe our brother can tell us about, is when what happened with Iblis, you know, with the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam.
Jinns, do they have powers like the human beings? You know, jis tarah hamari taqat hai, what is their powers?
Inki taqat to insano se bahut zyada badhkar hai.
Allahu Akbar.
To iske hawale se aisi kai matlab waqiat bhi hain, jaise حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کے والد محترم وہی نبی تھے حضرت داؤد علیہ السلام
جی،
انہوں نے جنات کو بیت المقدس کی تعمیرات کا حکم دیا، پھر اللہ پاک کی رضا اور مشیت کے ان کا انہوں نے پردہ فرما لیا
جی،
ان کا وصال فرما گئے. اس کے بعد حضرت سلیمان علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے جنات کو بیت المقدس کی تعمیرات کا کام سونپا.
الحمدللہ عزوجل I have the privilege to see Masjid al-Aqsa as well, and seriously sometimes you think, well, there's one pillar is about 10 meters long
Allah
and it's just one pillar. No, even if you have 100 people, it'll be hard to carry. But then, like Ali Bhai said, that it was the
one
block is about 10 meters long, and very, very heavy. And, then sometimes, we think about the pyramids in Egypt. Who made them pyramids? Nowadays, the technologies that's coming out, everyone's gobsmacked. The people don't know. There's theories. Maybe he built them, maybe he built them. But they're still at the end, the theories, no one knows who built them. And if you look at the power of the shaitan, any stories from the Quran that proves us this power of the jinns.
Another story is about Takht-e Bilqis. What we say, throne
of Bilqis.
Throne of Bilqis. So, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam ne Bilqis ko jo hai to apna paigham bhej diya.
Ji.
Ke tum iman le aao Allah pak par. Wo unko aur uski qaum sab نون مسلم تھے. وہ چل پڑی حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کی طرف اپنے لشکر کے ساتھ.
جی.
ادھر سے حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام نے حکم فرمایا تم میں سے کون ہے جو وہ تخت میرے پاس لے کر آئے. قرآن پاک میں واقع قولا عفریت من الجنی انا آتی کا بھی قبل ان تقوم من مقامک.
اللہ
اس کا مفہوم اور خلاصہ ہے کہ عفریت نامی ایک جن بولا میں وہ لا سکتا ہوں قبل اس کے کہ آپ کی مجلس برخاست.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر.
حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ مجھے اس سے بھی قبل چاہیے. پھر ایک جو ہے تو حضرت آصف بن برخیا یہ وہ جن کا تصرف تھا
جی.
یہ ولی کا تصرف ہے.
سبحان اللہ سبحان
کہ
اللہ.
وہ کہہ رہا ہے میں وہ لا سکتا ہوں قبل اس کے کہ آپ کی پلک جھپکے.
اللہ اکبر. I just want to mention that to the viewers of Madani channel. Seriously, the Quran is full of beautiful stories, and Ali Asghar bhai, what he mentioned was about the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, where he wanted the throne of Bilqis to be in front of him. And this throne, Shabazz bhai, we were discussing the other day that this throne is locked up in many, many rooms. Yeah, rooms, and they are locked up, and it's so huge, this throne, that, one, two, three people can't carry that. But here, it shows you about the power of the...
You're mentioning one, two, three.
Ji.
You know if he said, 100,
Ji.
200,
that would still be less.
This is the size of this throne.
Allahu Akbar.
Even that.
So it was huge, isn't
it?
But here, we're not gonna, we're talking about the power of the jinns. Yeah. Obviously, the power of the Wali, Allah, Asif bin Barkhiya, rahmatullah, it was far greater than in, that was one of his miracles that Allah Ta'ala gave him. So that just also tells you that shaitan or the jinns can be physically powerful, but when it comes to spirituality, they are not powerful than humans. Shabazz bhai, you were going on telling us about Iblis coming to this world, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. We've got a few minutes. If you can mention just a few things about Iblis a bit more.
I'll mention a few things about Iblis because coming to the... In fact, I'll try to just quickly go through the whole story. So what would happen is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the jinns, and as we mentioned, the jinns began to develop this element of, animosity, jealousy, etc., this vanity. So then, we had the war, etc. So what would happen is that when the time came to create the humankind, the time came to create the humankind. And in the Holy Quran, we come to learn that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, that I shall be creating a khalifa, I shall be creating the humans themselves, I shall create Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then it has been said that the angels qalu, the angels had said, that are you going to create such people in the earth again, who will disobey you, be disloyal to you, they shall slay and they shall spill blood in the world. When you have us, the angels, and us, what do? We praise you all the time. We glorify you, Ya Allah. Why is it that you are going to create them? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels. This is the angels. They had said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, why are you going to create people who are going to shed blood on the earth? Allah. And the reason why they mentioned here in the Quran to shed blood was due to that battle.
Jee.
And due to them killing Yusuf, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, that the leader of theirs, their king, and they would also, because, you know, there would be mass killings, etc., amongst the earth. And this is the reason why in the Quran we find that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed the angels that He's going to create the humankind, this is why they said, oh Allah, why are you going to create them again? We've already seen what the jinns have done. Why are you going to create another creation? You know, imagine what they're going to do. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know what you do not know.
SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, it was our first episode today, and we would have been discussing about the jinns. Who are they? What are their kinds? Who is the father of the jinns? And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you know, obviously Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, there's much more to come. You know, we all also, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, want to give you some of the accounts. You know, sometimes people ask a question, have you seen a jinn? You know, we know that we can't see jinns, but sometimes jinns will come in different forms. That is why we got Tawizat-e-Tariya Majlis with us to tell us some of the stories that they've encountered from people as well. So please, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel until the next episode. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll see you later. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun.
And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me.